Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services for commercial loans, development finance and private equity.
Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Asset Management, and also his online platform called Scaffold. He is with me right now. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
We talk the stock market when we talk with you. Just one thing.
Yes.
What do you do for a job?
What do I do for a job?
Yes, correct.
I preserve, protect, and grow other people's wealth.
Right. And why do you do that?
Because I think I'm naturally very good at it. So the people that work with me.
No, go back one step. Yeah. Why do you do it? Why would people put their money with you? Why would they want to do those things?
That's because we've done very well.
Okay, that's all right. But isn't the whole reason, and we're talking about this with superannuation preservation, is you're trying to accumulate wealth.
You've got to grow both your wealth and your income.
That's right.
You've got to grow both. And we've got a special way of identifying companies that grows both. So, for example, if you'd bought Telstra in 2005,
yes,
it had a yield of about, I think it was about 6 or 7%. So that seemed very attractive compared to another telecommunications company called M2 Telecommunications, which only had a yield of about 4%. But if you fast forward from 2005 to now, and let's say you put $100 into Telstra, it's still only worth about $100. Whereas had you put it into M, and your income is about the same, it hasn't changed, but had you put that $100 into M2, that $100 has grown to about $1,600, and your income's gone from about $4.20 or $4.50, it's gone up to about $30. So you're better off buying quality businesses that can grow their income, and they're going to pay more of that out to you. Because if you don't, if you stick to yield and you stick with things that are going to be stable and pay an attractive yield, you're going to find inflation will erode your purchasing power. And in 10 years' time, you will not be able to eat at the same quality restaurants that you can eat at today.
So in other words, the whole idea, the trick of life, is to be able to grow enough capital during your life so you can generate enough of a growing income during your retirement.
You've got
so
to remember,
that you
though,
up with the cost of living.
You know, the thing that strikes me as curious, everyone talks about how I've got to accumulate this. I call it, demographically, when right now, Ross, right in the middle of it, I call it the panic accumulation phase. Everyone is panicking to make a lot of money before they retire, not realizing that from the day you retire, you could live another 20 or 30 years.
So you've got to
fund, or even 40 years, and you've got to fund that lifestyle and that healthcare and all those other things, and you've got to beat inflation. So you've got to keep your money in growing assets.
It's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I'll tell you what, we're going to come back. We've got calls. Jump on the line, 131873, because we'll have a little bit of time with Roger tonight. Plenty of new floats around the place. Genworth Financial hit the market today. Mm. It was actually quite good. Accenture, I noticed, is actually also going to list in the next little while. So a few of them out there. So Roger Montgomery, 131873, give us a call, and we'll be back very shortly. Welcome back to Money News. Roger Montgomery with us. Jump on the line if you've got a question or a stock you want us to have a bit of a look at. Roger, before we get to our first call, because there are a few on the board.
Good.
131873.
I'll keep my answers short so people can chat.
Thank you. That would be good. I want to get new floats.
Yes, there's a lot of them.
Genworth Financial, the biggest mortgage insurer in Australia,
exactly,
hit the market today. 13% premium. It got on the first day.
An okay business at a very, very attractive price. It was offered at a discount to its equity, and it was generating about 11% return.
Okay.
So, and the yield was very attractive. So lots of retail investors have supported that today after it listed.
Okay, they're expected to list on the 5th of June. This is Accenture?
Yes, we've got some stock allocated to us in that particular float, and that is the old Media Monitors business. So their job, it's interesting, you know, I wondered when I first met with the company, I thought to myself, how could this business that collects all the times that Ross Greenwood is mentioned in the press and then gives that back to you, how could that compete with Google? Because Google searches the internet and finds all the mentions, it gives it to me. Well, what they do is it's instantaneous.
Yeah.
It's absolutely instantaneous. So if you are John Borghetti or Alan Joyce, and you know there's something going on overseas and a plane's landed on its front wheel, and it's all on Twitter and people are taking photos, they're going to let you know immediately
they
so you can respond.
They literally give you your own personal newspaper.
Correct. Correct.
About your
business.
You can
follow your, and it's amazing. It's a great business.
What else have you seen?
Okay, well, the other one that's listed recently, and I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard of it, a business called Bursons.
Yes.
Now, Bursons, They're in a duopoly. There's only them and Repco, and they're one of the biggest suppliers of aftermarket car parts to the big chains of mechanics. So Midas, Kmart, those sorts of businesses. We really like that one. Very high returns. And the one that's still coming, our very good friends at Macquarie Bank are floating a business called 3P,
yes.
Which is, and many parents listening will know about this business, and that is the mathletics business. Very, very popular in Australia with primary school students. An interactive game-based platform for maths competitions to help people, kids with their maths. And it's growing overseas, going very, very well. And we like that one as well.
So there's a few floats that are coming or even on the market now that you can have a bit of a look at. Let's go now to Tony, who's in Paddington. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Oh, good evening, Russ, and good evening, Roger. I'm a big fan of Roger's, I should say.
Well, that's look, good.
I was listening to you guys debating at the time of the budget, and Roger put forward that idea for the $200,000 to businesses, you know, to start them up.
A tax-free holiday.
That's right, and yes, they can pay it back later. Now, what I wanted to know and what I wanted to hear from Roger, remember what Bjelke Petersen wanted to suggested all those years ago about a flat tax rate? I think it was 20%. Why can't we do something like that for the revenue?
Well, the reason why it's always been balked at, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ross, but the reason why is it's regressive. So when you have one flat tax rate, people who are earning less, people are hit harder, and that's why. So that's why we have a progressive tax system with lower rates for people who earn less.
I'm with you, Roger. However, Tony, I am sympathetic to what you're saying. You can make our tax system so much easier if you, say, for example, gave people the first $25,000 tax-free. Right?
Yeah,
It's $18,000 now.
That's one solution.
It's simply a mathematical calculation. Mm. I'm sure it's been done. And so then you sit there and say, right, we need to collect a growing $400 billion a year.
Yeah, well, I don't have a view one way or the other, but the question was, why don't they? And
that's
I think
right.
It's because it's perceived to be regressive. So you're right. If you raise the tax-free threshold,
yes.
If you raise that to a significant amount...
So you're trying to support people at the lower end.
So you support the people at the lower end, absolutely.
Yes.
And then you bring in the 20%.
And you cap it out straight out.
Well, then you're incentivizing entrepreneurialism. That's another way to do it.
The problem of it is, can I tell you, Roger?
Yes.
With the benefits that a lot of people have collected,
yes.
Up to about $80,000 a year, there's an awful lot of people who, net terms, pay zero tax.
Academics will also say that it accelerates the tendency of capitalism to actually concentrate wealth amongst the few. That's the other problem.
And but mind you, I would say it would actually make Australia more competitive and bring skills to Australia if you knew you had that flat rate. Singapore's got one.
We seem to well, that's the point I made. But in Australia, we seem to disincentivise entrepreneurialism. We disincentivise technology and research and development. We don't do enough for it. And people move. We got a big brain drain. People go overseas.
We started talking about new flights. And of course, when you got new flights, you got new ideas coming, hitting the capital markets, giving investors the opportunity invest. But guess what? Those new ideas are actually employing people, making profits, and hopefully
correct.
Paying taxes and getting bigger, because that's what you want. Roger Montgomery joins me every Tuesday talking the stock market and the economy in general, and he'll be back next Tuesday right here on Money News. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt are coming up next, and we'll see you tomorrow night right here on Money News.